This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. The semiconductor industry has been grappling with supply chain issues in the pandemic, leading to a chip shortage that's battering the tech industry and pushing car makers to cut production. And yesterday, the White House met with executives from the tech and auto industries to try and figure out what to do about it. Our White House reporter Alex Leary will join us with the details after these headlines. Microsoft agreed to acquire the speech recognition company Nuance Communications for $16 billion. Nuance was a pioneer in speech recognition and artificial intelligence technology. Its software formed the basis for Apple's Siri voice assistant before Apple switched to an in-house version. The deal is Microsoft's second largest acquisition under CEO Satya Nadella, after it bought LinkedIn for $26 billion in 2016. And our reporter Aaron Tilley says it's actually part of Microsoft's push into healthcare.
Nuance has a lot of different types of users, but one big growth area for the company is healthcare. This is a big area where sort of clinical documentation can be done using Nuance's technology. So it can, if you go to a doctor's office, a doctor can speak to Nuance and Nuance will be able to understand and interpret their doctor lingo, their healthcare lingo, and it's very specialized in that way. And so that is a very key area of growth for Microsoft in its cloud. And it's just a huge area for just technology consumption in general as a lot of healthcare moves to more digital cloud kind of operations.
The fintech giant Ant Group will be overhauling its business at the behest of regulators. Ant, which is controlled by the billionaire Jack Ma, will apply to become a financial holding company overseen by China's central bank. It'll also be required to correct what regulators say is unfair competition in its payments business, improve its corporate governance, and break a, quote, information monopoly on the vast and detailed consumer data it's collected. Ant says it'll spare no effort in implementing the changes and becoming fully compliant. The news follows months of intense regulatory action against Ma's business empire, which began last November when Beijing pulled the plug on Ant's blockbuster IPO after Ma publicly criticized financial regulators. We've got more on this story, including an interview with our Asia Markets editor, Quentin Webb, over on our sister podcast, What's News. So be sure to cue that episode up next. And increased COVID-19 vaccination rates could be driving the U.S. recovery at Uber. After overhauling its business during the pandemic, the ride-hailing company said that gross bookings for March rose to the highest monthly level in its history. Uber also said it's on track to meet its goal of becoming profitable this year. All right, coming up next, what happened at yesterday's White House meeting to address the chip shortage? That's after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Semiconductors are the brains behind most of the tech that we use today. Smartphones, computers, even cars. But lately, the industry has been dealing with a chip shortage that's been squeezing the industry. And yesterday, White House officials met with executives from across the tech sector to talk about potential solutions. For more on what was discussed, I'm joined by our White House reporter, Alex Leary. Hey, Alex, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
So let's start with the latest on the chip shortage. You know, what's been causing this and what's the impact been?
In short, it's the pandemic. There is a global rush on chips due to shifts in behavior of work and entertainment. People are at home more. Laptop demand is up. Screen demand is up, and that's squeezing a lot of industries, including most prominently in the U.S., the automobile industry. So it's slowed down a lot of production. Ford, General Motors have really had to put the brakes on some of their automobile production, and that's a big deal for them, and that's a big deal for the U.S., given that's such an integral part of the economy.
So that brings us to this meeting yesterday between White House officials and some tech and other executives. Tell us about that meeting. What did the executives want to focus on? What did the Biden administration want to accomplish? And where did the conversation ultimately net out?
Yes, this was a big meeting involving a lot of top-level CEOs and executives from Ford, General Motors, Intel, a number of other companies, Google. They discussed the supply chain mainly, that the slowdown is how it's affecting their individual industries. And they discussed also kind of more longer term issues about shoring up and increasing U.S. production of the chips. The U.S. is still a major leader in the sort of the technology behind the chips, but a lot of that's been outsourced to other countries. So the U.S. is sort of now feeling the strain of that by not having complete control over the supply chain.
And ostensibly, it sounds like the meeting was meant to focus on some potential solutions. Did they come up with anything?
Not particularly. In fact, it took hours after the meeting for the White House to say sort of what was discussed. We did get statements from, and we all actually interviewed some executives as well. Intel, during this meeting, sort of came up with its own short-term proposal, and they've offered to make some of its production capacity available to other chip makers. So that's sort of a big move. You've got one leading company sort of looking to help out others and sort of free up this backlog. So the White House is certainly going to be receptive to that sort of offering. And that's what they're looking for, sort of private partnerships to alleviate the problem.
Now, this is also coming after President Biden proposed a $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan, which, as we've discussed on the show before, includes about $50 billion for the semiconductor industry. Will this meeting inform potentially how that money gets spent?
Yeah, that's a good point. That seems to be what the White House was really kind of eager to have this meeting. They saw it as a way to sort of pitch the idea of the infrastructure plan. President Biden specifically talked about that. He invoked China, which he's doing increasingly to sort of kind of get bipartisan support for some of his ideas. And they really see this as a way to sort of tap into the overall problems with supply chains and slowdowns of production and tie it to China and also more specifically tie it to his infrastructure plans.
So what happens next? What are we likely to see out of this group in the future?
Well, I think that the president's going to continue to push for funding in the infrastructure plan. Concurrently, however, a number of lawmakers in both parties have asked the president, in fact, he touched on it in a letter he got on Monday, that had pressed him to kind of seek funding in his upcoming budget request. So they're ready to move because, let's face it, the infrastructure plan is going to face quite a bit of partisan opposition. It's massive, and whether that gets passed is still an open question. But it does seem like there is decided appetite on both sides of the aisle for sort of semiconductor funding, and that is something these lawmakers pressed President Biden to push for.
All right, that's our White House reporter, Alex Leary. Thanks, Alex.
My pleasure.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.